What's it been like so far the first day for you?
Hey, it's a great start to the day. A lot of smiling faces coming into school, and teachers there to greet the kids as they walk through the doors. And of course, first day, you have a lot of parents coming into our building, snapping pictures, and headed back out the door with smiles on their face.
Any nervousness for you today?
Well, for me, I'm excited, and with excitement, sometimes we get the little butterflies that
Sure.
come with that. I have two children that are in the school system as well, and so nervous with their adjustment and transition to the Oaks school district. I have a kindergartner and a second grader that are part of the group of students that we have starting school today.
Speaking of transitions, I know we've got some new things to talk about, and we'll get to all these playgrounds, social media, but I want to start with the goals you were telling me about off air. Three goals that you're trying to implement into the school this year.
What you'll find, Jason, and my philosophy in how I approach education and leadership is that I believe input and working together as a team is our number one important part of what we do. And so community input is another big part of it that I'm going to be stressing. So when we went about creating these goals, and they are carryovers from last spring when the staff met with the previous superintendent, and what we're working towards this year is that one, we're going to increase the reading proficiency of our students in K-12. The second thing is a big one, and that is improving the security plan, safety measures within our school. And so when I talk about that goal, our plan is to create a committee of community members, staff members, local law enforcement. And all that we're looking at doing is making sure that our current plans are what they need to be, and that we are ensuring safe school environment at Oaks Public Schools. And so that's something that throughout this year I'm going to continue to write about and inform members. And so if people have suggestions or comments regarding to that goal, I really encourage them to communicate with me. Our last goal is a curriculum-related goal. We want to make sure that our students, as they transition from grade to grade, have that opportunity to continue to advance and improve. And so we want to put the best resources possible in our teachers' hands, and then likewise give the students the best opportunity to get a great education at Oaks Public Schools. And so that's the third one.
How attainable are these goals in a time frame?
What we said and talked about during our in-service days before school began is we set benchmarks as a district and as a staff that throughout the school year we're going to continue to monitor these goals. I really believe that number one goal, increasing reading proficiency, which we all understand the importance of that, is more of a long-term goal. We recognize that not all of our students are going to be at grade level or above at the end of this year, but we are going to aim to improve. It's all about student growth, and that's the direction that we're going. The second one with the safety measures, we recognize that the community had some concerns regarding the building and the logistical layout of our building, with the district office being on the second floor, the high school office being on the third floor. There were some questions, concerns brought up regarding that. So I see that again as something the school board is going to have to be a part of. The community is going to have that input to find out where the kind of the key points or the key areas that we want to take and improve initially. We're fortunate to be able to receive a grant from the state for $25,000 that we're going to put in initially to try to help out and alleviate some of those safety concerns that have already been brought up in our school.
Okay.
And then the third one is just increasing resources, increasing the learning of our staff members, which is something that's going to be fairly attainable as we go throughout the year.
You mentioned the staff. You really do have a whole lot of new staff members, don't you?
We do, and I think this is somewhat of an unprecedented year. We had a number of teachers that either retired or left our community, and so we replaced them with, I believe, is great teachers. The previous administration, as well as myself, worked really hard this summer to make sure that we had the best quality teachers coming in. And I can say that coming from the northern part of the state now down in the south, that we have excellent candidates that apply for these positions, which I think speaks pretty well to our community and the fact that teachers want to come to our community.
What's the biggest challenge you're going to face here in your first year?
My biggest challenge and probably goals for myself is about building the relationships and understanding the community, understanding the school. And so it's going to be about getting to know the students, getting to know the staff, and getting to know the parents and community is really probably my biggest challenge, and making sure that along with that, I'm going to be able to balance the time with some of the other responsibilities that come along with being a superintendent.
I know you're also doing some more stuff as far as the tech savvy side of things with social media and even an app that you're creating. Tell us about that, Josh.
Again, I just want to continue to reiterate that our big thing is input, and we want to continue to make sure that parents in our community knows what's happening with our school. And so we've created a couple different opportunities for parents and community members to be a part of our school. We created a Facebook page with the help of our tech director, Larry Engel, who's fantastic. And so we have that. We have a new website that was rolled out this past spring. And then we also went about this summer and created a mobile app for parents and community members that want to be informed about what's happening in Oaks Public Schools. That includes calendar information, lunch menus, sports scores, posts, just communication posts, notifications. We are going to continue to use our previous communication tool for snowstorms and what else.
Sure.
But this mobile app will be another notifier for parents with inclement weather and other things.
Is that all ready to go now, that app?
They are, yep.
Okay.
We have Facebook, the app, and Twitter all rolling. And so anybody that is curious and wants more information about that, feel free to contact the district office and Carrie Haugen, who's the new administrative assistant in the district office. And or they can visit our website at oaks.k12.nd.us, and we'll have some information later in the day posted there.
So we've got new technology. We've also got new playground equipment as well.
Jason, you mentioned how the transition is to Oaks for me, and everybody in this transition has told me what a great community Oaks is, and I found out for myself over the last 7 weeks, but never more than when we got together last Monday and Tuesday and started working on our playground. Like one community member said, it was like a bunch of ants on the playground.
It looked like that, yeah.
We had 40-plus volunteers that were out there, and everybody working together. And a lot of smiling faces on the kids' faces when they walked out of the doors this morning and headed out to the playground. So I thank the school board for their commitment to upgrading our facilities and our playground opportunities. We have more in store, and we're going to continue to make sure that there's a direction in terms of where we're going with that playground.
Anything else you want to mention before we let you go?
You know, I'm just, again, I hope that the community feels open to coming up to the school, and if they have any questions or concerns, feel free to either call and talk to myself or come up and stop in the office, and I'd be happy to have a conversation and hear more about the community.